This is the Voice of America Jazz Hour.
With his deep baritone voice, Willis Conover brought jazz into the homes of listeners around the world, inspiring the next generation of stars. His daily hour-long jazz broadcast in the Voice of America was especially meaningful for those who tuned in for Behind the Iron Curtain. Conover's Jazz Hour was, for many, the only exposure to music from the West.
Цели ясны, задачи определены. За работу, товарищи!
Алексей Козлов is the founder of the popular Russian jazz ensemble Arsenal. As a university architecture student, he says, he was led by Conover into the world of jazz, inspiring him to learn to play the saxophone.
Despite the forbiddance of Voice of America programming in Soviet countries, we still listened to Voice of America, putting ourselves and our families in real danger. We learned everything from Conover. While there was propaganda against everything American, Conover was the one who made America to be appealing and desirable for everyone who listened.
Conover's Jazz Hour provided a platform for household names in the West, like Duke Ellington, Charlie Parker, and Count Basie, to be introduced to East European audiences. But for fledgling musicians, his show also provided an education in the art of jazz, helping them make the transition from passive listeners to active participants in the music. Viktor Ponerjov from Latvia is now a professional bass player in the United States. He was introduced to Conover's program while attending Aviation College in Riga.
Every evening I tried to sneak into the only classroom that had a radio player. Everyone at home was asleep, so they didn't know I was gone. Otherwise I would have been grounded for listening to the prohibited programming.
From 1955 until his death in 1996, Conover worked from his small studio in Washington. From here, under clouds of cigarette smoke, he projected his love of jazz to the world.
I could have never imagined in a million years that someday I'd be standing at the actual studio of Willis Conover, the legend, that I'd actually be in the studio from which Conover talked about jazz in his charming velvet voice.
FM Drucker is a producer at VOA. He worked in that very studio with Conover for 8 years. While still in Russia, Drucker became an avid listener of the Jazz Hour. After immigrating to the United States, he sought employment with the radio host he admired so much. Drucker says Conover devoted his life to the Jazz Hour. He says Conover and his staff worked long hours to ensure that the VOA audience heard music of the highest quality.
Он был очень педантичным в смысле качества.
It was very precise, detail-oriented. We didn't have CDs then, we had vinyl records, and so if there was even a small scratch of a cell, he asked me to cut them off. Sometimes I've spent a full day cutting out the scratches. But it was worth it, the sound was impeccable. And that's how Conover's music was remembered in Russia, impeccable and magical.
Conover's attention to detail and his knack for explaining jazz to the masses may never be replicated. But in an interview near the end of his career, he seemed to feel he had accomplished his own individual goals.
What I want to do is something that makes me feel that my life was worthwhile. And I think I will feel that way on my last day.
Jazz is now taught and performed around the world, and among those who are now the teachers of today's jazz stars are faces from the former Soviet Union. In achieving his own dream, Willis Conover helped others achieve theirs. For producers Elisa Krutowski and Svetlana Prudovsky, Wayne Bowman, VOA News.